G'day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mum and Dad Show, episode 54? 4 or 5?
55, I think.
Yeah. Holy dooly, 55. You know what they say, Dickie? 55. Let's
do anal.
Ladies and gentlemen, great
it's always
to
on
have
my mind.
The fantastic Claire Butterfield here with us each and every week. And I've got the little Addy boy.
My little. I wake him up.
Little butt cheeks here. How you going, big fella?
He's been struggling to sleep today.
No, I know, the poor little darling. So we said to producer Carla, we said, get over it. No,
please,
he's asleep. Quick,
please.
Let's film. Because, like, on this channel,
we wing everything.
The Little Buttsman channel, you may have seen or may have noticed that a lot of the videos we've actually cut short because he wakes up and he's kicked off and it's like, right, parent mode, see you losers.
He comes first.
Yeah, absolutely. Made a noise.
It is also just real life though.
Yeah.
There was one comment on our last video that was really nice and was like, I love how you always start out really quiet on the Mum and Dad Show and then we end up just going.
Yeah, well, we know that, like, by the time the Mum and Dad Show's nearly finished, he's had a decent nap,
yes.
You know, 40 minutes, then it's time to kick off, kick one on. I was going to bring something up that someone did say in the comment section to start the show off, and I have a
quote here.
And I think we should go as far as to say, let's declare war on one David Sonovic.
Oh.
Because he said, you have a head like a smashed crab.
That's so fucking brutal.
What have you got to say to that, Dickie? Old smashy.
Well,
if anyone's got a head like a smashed anything, it's fucking me.
Oh, you do not. I don't know. I could be called a lot of other things. I just don't think a crab really represents how I look.
Whore.
Nah, like I am weird, but I don't think I look like a crab.
Nah, you don't.
Even slightly.
But you on your Instagram.
Maybe a meerkat.
You reacted to it really well. You put a fake crab on your head. I thought that was very funny.
That was how the crab looked.
It's strange to hear someone.
I'd rather be called a mole.
Molly, molly.
Because they're really cute.
It's strange to hear someone be so negative towards someone so positive. Like,
yeah,
what are you
doing,
mate?
Listen, when you've been bullied as a child, someone calling you a smashed crab's kind of...
Ain't too
it's
bad.
Almost flirting with me, really.
So anyway, David, feel free to...
Suck a dick, mate.
Feel free to bring that up in person, big fella. Yeah, Dickie, we were talking about parents and parenting before, and I think this show really has. I mean, it was always...
It was destined to be.
It was destined to be a
parent
show.
The name itself.
And I think that's what's great about it. It is a bit different. Like, it's obviously, you know, a comedy show. There's jokes and whatnot.
We're just talking shit.
But there is a...
Real life shit, though.
There is an overwhelming theme of being a parent. And actually, before I get into that, there's a question for the listeners of the show and the watchers of the show. What do you think about the camera? Should we have one camera or three cameras? Because three cameras looks like this. Hey.
Hello.
Or one camera looks like that. So let us know in the comment section below.
More normal.
So Dickie, you spend a lot of time it's the Hunter Mothers Group. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
There's a Facebook group, Hunter Mothers Group. And you spend a lot of time.
I do fuck all every day.
I
scroll on my phone, drink my coffee.
And then wine.
Change his nappy and
coffee turns
have
to
a
wine.
Dart.
Wine turns to Xanax and then Xanax turns to sloop.
I do absolutely nothing. I'm an ugly, ugly, ugly smashed crab. And I do nothing.
Well, I'm glad.
Gold digging loser.
I'm glad we could finally get to the bottom of it. And that's why you married me, because you're a gold digger.
Yes.
That's why we first started dating.
That
Alambi
cash
Fastway.
He had. No, the Alambi cash.
Was I working for Alambi then? I think it was Fastway.
You did both with me.
No, I was working at Alambi, which is a children's care thing.
If you know, you know.
And I was also working at the Gunya Hotel at the same time.
Fucking hell, that was a good job.
And you were freaking out because I was working like nighttime security shifts.
It's a big target.
I was a big target. My job was basically pick up all the glasses, pour
You're
the beers, glassy. And then break up fights. Nice. That was my and check IDs. That was my job. I was a bit of everything. And even when the kitchen was busy, I had to run in there and run bloody wedges out to people. Now look at me.
Proud of you, darling.
Yeah, someone.
I hated you working that, though, because
I was
like, someone's going to hit him.
Yeah, it was.
Especially
they
now.
They did. I had a young kid come up and, like, it was Anzac Day, I think it was, and there was a fight on, and I jumped the fence. Like, you should have seen me jump this fence. It's huge retaining wall. About 2 meters.
You would have just stepped over it.
No, I had to jump it. It was crazy. So I got up top of it, and I went and broke this fight up. And then this young fella ran in, like, tried to king hit me, but just sort of got me with his, like, wrist. He was only a small dude. But we had these security guards that had come up from Sydney. They were all from, like, King's Cross. And they'd come to work the Gunya shift because apparently it was, like, one of the more hectic days. And this is my first one for Anzac Day. And
why is Anzac Day a hectic day?
Because people start drinking at 6 in the morning.
What a way to honour the troops.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a beer at 6, but I don't think you should continue drinking.
You shouldn't king hit it at 10 a.m. though.
Yeah.
Draw the line there, fellas.
You shouldn't be violent on Anzac Day at all. I think you should only be allowed to drink early or drink all day if you go to the dawn service. Otherwise, you're just a
suck
fucking
a dick.
You're just carrying on.
So you're smash crab.
That's something David Stanovich would do. Big fucking
Stankovic.
Stankovic.
You got bullied too, mate. I bet you did.
Hey, Stankovic, suck on these claws. So anyway, they had all these big Islander dudes. Oh no, they were Lebanese. Big Lebanese dudes. Lebanese.
Yeah, fuck with that.
Big Lebanese / Islanders. Mum was from Lebanon. Dad was from Samoa. They were big. They were big. Anyway, so he grabbed the dude that hit me, grabbed him around the back of the neck.
He's like the scruff?
The back, like a bad chiropractor, like the back of the neck. Grabbed him by the back of the neck.
I didn't like that you looked at Addy then when you said that.
Cool, he moved. and he goes, hit him, brah, uppercut him, brah. And I went, nah. So I didn't do anything. I pushed out, but I didn't really think that was appropriate. But anyway, that was an interesting job. And that's where that dude tried to fuck me too, if you recall. So that was the scariest.
Coffee hasn't kicked in yet.
This was by far the scariest moment of my life as a young person. I felt very.
I bet it was.
I felt
the
very.
The guy trying to fuck you or the violence.
I felt very. Well, he was. This guy was both. He just got out of jail.
That's right.
And he's this giant dude, huge, like 6'9", 6'10", whatever.
Tasty dish.
Just got out of jail for murder. This is what my boss is telling me as I'm like, holy shit. So he goes in. And then my boss tells me that apparently he loves rootin' dudes. So I'm like 18, 19 years old, and I'm like, oh, God. And he apparently loves, like, big dudes. And so I was like, oh,
and you took one for the boys and did it anyway.
So he comes out. He's trying. He keeps, like, coming over to me. And then he starts, like, rubbing my back. It's like, oh, no.
That's my back.
So anyway, that's I avoid back. Him for the rest of the night. He's carrying on. The boss wants me to kick him out. I say, no way. You handle that.
100%.
I don't get paid enough to deal with that.
No.
So he goes and
hashtag
handles
me
it.
Too.
Yeah. He handles it, gets rid of him. That dude gets arrested that night for drink driving, and they find a sawn-off shotgun and a handgun in his car, and they find his house wired with explosives.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So I was not only going to get blown in, but blown up.
And blown in.
I said that.
Oh, did you? Sorry.
I said not only was I going to get blown in, but blown up.
That was really clever.
And Claire goes, and blown in. Yes.
I'm such a dork. Well sorry.
Done. Well done, Krabby.
I tried.
Little Krabby Patty.
I don't know why I kept doing that. That's not what crabs would do. That's a rat noise.
Well, what the fuck does a crab do? Addy's got a crab.
He does. He sucks on a toy crab.
A little chew
looks
toy.
Looks like his mother.
Is it a chew toy?
You know who I did look like that someone was being a bitch, but it's actually heaps true.
Mm.
So on Chicken Run, you know the woman? No one escapes from Tweety's farm.
Someone said
I look like that bitch, and I was like, oh, that's horrible. That's so mean. I Googled it, and I went, well, fuck me, I do.
I haven't seen Chicken Run for a long time.
You haven't Yeah, this bitch.
That's not you.
As if that is not me.
Oh, that's terrible.
Here we go. Look, I'm doing the face now. I'll hold it a bit longer.
Jesus.
Hang on. Wait, let me...
I think you look good.
I hurt. Oh,
I think you look great.
Thank you.
There. That does look like you.
No one escapes from
that's
Tweety's
your bedroom eyes.
Bedroom.
And she starts doing quotes from Chicken Run.
I don't like gravy.
Ugh.
It's a great movie.
I just wanted to take this moment in the show to announce that I've actually Claire is abusing me.
Pussy.
Claire is abusing me. Hey, hot take. by the way, here comes a hot take.
What's a hot take?
Hot takes like when you say something that's a bit outrageous.
It's a whole podcast.
So should do hot takes on this.
Yeah, we should do a hot take. Claire, you said no, Claire will go on some fucking rant. she'll get cancelled. Just go full racism. This is not a joke. This is serious about it is a, also a joke. About Claire abusing me, and I'm obviously a man much bigger than Claire. If I had to, I could give her a stone cold stunner. I won't.
You know.
But when dudes are being abused by women, and if you're bigger than that woman, physically abused, fucking. Nothing. Nothing. I have nothing to say.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, so Claire has been abusing me on the nightly at the moment. She has been – had his little hands up for you. Oh, hey, Bubba. You've been abusing me with the remote control. Now, that sounds sexual. You have –
I will take ownership for this.
You as the younger person in this relationship.
And the woman.
And
the lesser of equals.
And the woman crap of this relationship. You have decided that for some reason you are now in control of the volume on the TV. And I don't know if you know this. That's not how this relationship works. I turn it up and she turns it down. Two nodules. And I go, if I can give it back here, and I turn it back up, she turns it back down. There is a war in this house.
Let me know when I can rebuttal.
You please rebuttal.
You bastard. First of all,
yes, please.
You fuck around with the remote. Once I finally got an Addy to sleep.
Once he's asleep, you can turn it back up.
Not to the level that you turn it up. So I do it by increments, and then I like to lower it down when big scenes come on.
What are we watching?
Excuse me.
All we're watching is Working Mums at the moment.
There's a lot of sex scenes in it.
There is a lot of sex
scenes. There's a lot of weird shit in it, but it's a good show.
A lot of hot shit.
Ugh. But I like to turn it down because I can pick my moments and I just feel when he's going to wake up.
Mm, you can feel it on your loins.
And then Big Dick over here is like, no, we'll put it up to 30.
Mate, listen.
And then I have to wander around with Little Man, which is a blessing in itself.
Excuse me.
But my back hurts and my bowel.
Oh. Well, I managed to be able to put him to sleep when it's up full ball. The other night when you were
in
the bath.
I guess I'm just a shit mum then.
The other night when you were in the bath for 4.5 months. And then we were watching, Addy and I were watching the footy. There were some big moments in the night's game.
I was shaving my legs for Matty Croker.
Matty Croker, shout out to Croaks. And he was fine, Addy was fine. He was like, Dad, you work hard all year. Here's the one night that you can actually let your hair down. It's my one pleasure, Claire, turning the TV up. And actually, the only issue I actually have with it is my hearing's not great.
Since when? Last week you had a big tonsil or whatever it was.
Did we talk about that?
Then you got your foot fungus.
I do. Oh, I've got some.
You got fucking hearing problems.
All right, fair enough. Well, I have blocked eustachian tubes. Oh. You bastard.
We should take you to an ENT.
Well, we'll go to the doctors in a couple of days. Maybe I'll get a referral.
Oh, I need some work done myself.
Get me tonsil, get me shaky and tubes flush.
I need something.
Oh, go to Subway.
Oh.
You need to be broiled like a crab. Like the crab you are. I do have a grievance. That was me airing my, not a grievance, but just airing abuse.
Yeah,
this
nice.
Is a grievance.
Go on.
I have very scaly feet at the moment.
Oh.
My feet look like the back of a fucking alligator.
Yes.
Now, they don't normally look like that.
No, you're welcome.
But somebody in this studio, in this house, in this marriage, happy 1 year anniversary, by the way, darling.
Thank you.
Someone in this relationship, if you can call it that, decided to put a foot mask on me. If you don't know what a foot mask is, it's like a face mask that ladies and...
You don't know what that is. Fuck off.
Ladies and homosexuals would you would use to, I don't know, have softer, nicer faces. Unlike us real men who just walk through life getting hit like fucking the moon with meteors. A foot mask. is basically that. It's just got nice bits of ingredients and salicylics and acrylics and shit.
Are you all right?
Anyway, you put it on like a big pair of socks and all the juices.
I'm trying to start because my laugh is so bad. I'm trying to suck
laugh.
It in.
You got a beautiful laugh.
Oh, you said acrylics.
I'm very funny. On tour soon. So the salicylics and the acrylics, they get up in your groove. And I have a big issue at the moment with cracked heels. Which I think is caused by me being a big fat fuck. They're just breaking. They're breaking. My heels have broken at the seams, ladies and gentlemen. Broken heel. How do you heal a broken heel? You can't. That's for sure.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Now, old bloody Krabby McGee over here, the old lobster fish. She walks in with these big pad-looking things that I dip me toes in, and it kills all the dead skin. Don't know how you kill dead skin, but you re-kill it. And for the next week, your feet start falling apart.
It's a foot pool.
That's probably a better way to describe it.
It's a foot peel mask with acids in it that peels the dead skin off your feet. And then, because I've been chewing away at them each night.
Well, we had to buy a lot of things.
We've gone through about 8 sanders.
I thought that me having big, like, thick pads on my feet was good. Because, like, I got wide, broomed feet. And for the longest time, like, when I was wearing my
fucking feet.
When I was playing football and stuff, my footy boots.
Did you play football?
Yeah, I did. My footy boots, don't be mean. My footy boots used to rub on the side of my big toe and I developed this callus. That's,
oh, I've got one of them.
Yeah, you would, you big crab.
Oh, who's texting me?
It's developed this callus that's thicker than the earth's crust.
It is really thick. We've tried to buff it down.
Well, I hit it with the sander. That's what I was going to say. And to no avail, Claire, I think I'm going to have to get the shaver onto it. Because Claire bought this big shaver for her bunion. And it's deadly, this thing. It's deadly. It's like you get it, you shave off like slices of cheese. Like it's like a Parmesan cheese grater.
Oh, I need that laugh.
You shave it off. Anyway, so long story short, I got scaly feet. End of story.
Where did that go? That was so...
It's true. Everything I say on this show is correct.
I'm just cracking up. So basically, in summary, I got you a mask for your feet as a caring spouse.
Caring spouse.
Wife.
Yes.
Because I was worried about how dry your heels were getting. Well, and now your feet in a few days will be great. We'll rub a bit of cream on them.
Ooh.
Put some socks on.
Bit of dairy-free. Bit of lactose-free cream.
Yes. And let them soak and your feet will be beautiful.
Well, I...
So up yours.
You said a term to me the other day, Claire. You said you wanted to talk about on this podcast and I didn't know what it meant. And I said, don't tell me. Wait until the...
This is good. You'll like
I
this,
I said,
Caleb.
Don't talk to me. I'm at the pub.
You bitch.
You bitch.
You bitch.
Did you call me a bitch or I called you a bitch?
No, you called me a bitch.
Imagine if you called me a bitch. I'd be
Never.
So sad. Can I have my water, please? Sorry, Addy. That woke him up. So you started using the term scrunchy mum.
Well, I didn't start using it. I read it. Was it scrunchy or crunchy?
I think, isn't it both? Scrunchy crunch.
Yes. So we saw this thing. Ah, okay. Yes, all over it. Scrunchy mum versus, and it was another type of mum. And I was like, what the fuck does any of this mean? So I thought we could talk about it on the show and be like, "What? Here we go.
Is there a video?
Caleb, if you could read out the definition, please.
Scrunchy mum.
Silky mums.
Ooh, that's me. Silky mum.
No, mum. It's two different types.
Oh, God.
For those who fall somewhere between.
Snowplow parenting. That's how Addy was made.
That's fucked.
That's putrid.
Okay.
Caleb, if you please.
Hang on, I think you're going to need to go up one more because it's using. Keep going up. Up. Crunchy. Let's start at crunchy.
Okay.
Because it references crunchy and silky.
Right.
Buzzwords from TikTok. An almond mum. Armour Mum was inspired by a 2013
You're not reading now, Caleb.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where we know Gigi Hadid's mother instructed her to have a couple of almonds and shut the fuck up.
They chew them really
she wasn't
well.
Doing well. Armour Mums become synonymous with mums who give problematic diet advice. Okay, cool. Oh. Crunchy Mum. In this case, crunchy is not describing a texture. It's a slang term, short for crunchy granola. Jesus. Fucking losers.
Hey, fucking women.
That means defining oneself by ecological awareness, liberal political views and support or use of natural products and
they're free foods. Bleeders.
Can we put this on the screen, Caleb?
Yeah.
Crunchy mums may be more likely. Can I still read? Yes. May be more likely. Where am I? crunchy mums
unmedicated births
to have an unmedicated birth or use organic products to do other things associated with more hippie lifestyle. Okay, so if you're crunchy, you're more of a hippie. Hey, it's okay.
You're better than us. We get
silky mums. If you aren't crunchy, you might be silky. Oh. And yes, we're still talking about human mothers here. Hey, Baba, it's all right. Let me get you. Hey, oh, careful. Not too different from rug textures, silky mums are the opposite of crunchy mums. They embrace modern conveniences. So that's a silky mum.
Like a silky chicken.
A scrunchy mum. For those who fall somewhere in between crunchy and silky, they're scrunchy. Fuck you, losers. What's slitter visiting? Slittervising? There's a lot of pressure to parents to constantly engage and entertain their kids, but in 2022, a different form of parenting supervision started trending. Sittervising.
What?
Sittervising, exactly what it sounds. It's sitting down while supervising kids before... What? Snowplow parenting.
I only wanted to know about crunchy and... What was it? Salty?
Salty and scrunchy, I think.
There's some fucking... What one do you think we are?
Sharenting.
So many.
Gentle parenting.
I didn't know... Oh.
Beige parent. That's what I am. I beige parent.
Commando parenting.
Commando parenting. I don't wear underpants when I parent. Jellyfish parenting.
What?
Who the fuck makes these up?
I am a jellyfish parent.
Oh, my God.
I sting my kids when they do the wrong thing.
What one do you think we are, Addy?
Yeah, you tell us, Addy boy.
Oh, Baba. Okay. What mum do you think I am?
You're a crab mum. You're a crabby lady. Hey, what's going on with you, chicken butt?
Well, I think you're a beige parent.
Oh, what does beige mean? You give like muted, you have a muted nursery, beige clothing, plain wooden toys.
I hate all that shit. Ugh. I know it's in there and I'm sorry if you like
fuck
it.
Anyone who buys them wooden toys can suck a dick. I think we've got wooden
toys.
We
have wooden toys.
But they're nice.
But they're not beige.
No, look at this little man.
Isn't he cute?
Isn't he sweet?
You need to give him like a little chair to sit in the middle and give him a little mic.
Yeah. You need a little chair, Baba. When you hold your beautiful head up.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Hello there.
Yeah,
the crunchy thing was like a big conversation on this mum's group, and they were like, where's all the scrunchy mums? And another one was like, where's all my crunchy mums? And I was
all
like,
we heard from was fat mums.
Yeah. And I was like, what is this? And I'm looking through all the comments. Everyone's like, yes, I'm like this. And it was just like, there were anti-vaxxers. There were like Montessori mums. There were like, I don't know, just different.
What did you say? Montessorus?
Montessori.
I know, I was just being
Montessori.
Montessori.
Just weird shit.
We were talking the other day, and we meant to talk about it on last week's podcast, but forgot, about the, and hopefully Addy will let us finish this podcast, but if he does,
I can get him a toy.
He'll be in so much trouble.
Oh.
It's okay, darling. Now, he's hard to grip in this little suit. Now, there's this weird push from men who have a baby to hate the mother and hate the baby. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to, once you get married, to go, oh, I've got to hang out with the missus. Oh, fucking, oh, Jesus Christ. And I really, really dislike it. And it does my head in. And, like, it seems like so many dudes are in this hurry to get away from their family. I don't understand it. Like, why would you get married to someone if you're going to end up hating them?
Why have kids with them? Why marry them? Why do any of it? If you just want to go and hang out with the boys and be a fuckwit,
then
do you want me to take him? Have a try?
Mama?
I don't know. Did you want a mama snuggle or you're not sure?
Ooh.
Come here, Bob.
Yeah, it's been doing my head in because a lot of people, particularly since
really
being
gross.
A dad, they expect you to I just, even though you got
you
a child.
You want to hang out with your wife and kid? Why are you gay?
Yeah.
And I mean gay as in what they used to say with gay, not as in gay.
As in
gay.
It's a bad thing. Yeah. I really dislike it, and I think it's a shit old attitude, and I think.
I think it's dying out, though.
I agree. And I wrote it in a chapter in my book. I wrote about this. Atticus, it's not about you at the moment.
Hey, Peppa.
I wrote about that dads need to work at being better dads. Like, there's so much that we can improve upon.
Oh, the bar is so low. And then there's mums and it's like, you're on your phone at the park. You're a piece of shit. You didn't breastfeed. You're a piece of shit. Oh, Peppa farted.
She walked in here and farted. She walked in here and
farted.
She keeps shitting in this fucking studio too.
Oh, just don't. Hello, darling.
So I think we should cover that in more depth next week. Yes. But just with Addie waking up. But yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you check it out on Spotify. We are there as well.
Oh, Atticus.
Has she shat in here? Get that dog outside. Quick, we got to stop the show. Pepper,
to watch
get out. Ladies and gentlemen, Atticus, good work. Caleb, nice stuff. Dickie, we'll see you next week. Toodaloo off our bye-bye.
Bye.